You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
In a mini-budget of sorts, the GST Council significantly pruned the list of items placed in the highest tax slab of 28%, demonstrating the centre and state's growing confidence in the new system that seeks to unite India into one common national market. And that is our pick of the day. My name is Rakesh, and today on Money Control, we'll be talking about those items that are no longer 28% GST.
Editor's Pick of the Day. Big GST Slash Day. TVs, refrigerators, washing machines, and more. A Money Control exclusive.
Televisions, refrigerators, washing machines, electrical appliances, perfumes, and several handicraft items, among many others, which we'll come to in just a bit, are set to get a whole lot cheaper, with the Goods and Services Tax, that is GST Council, on Saturday deciding to slash rates on a host of these items. Millions of consumers, small traders, and artisans will benefit from the move ahead of the festival season. The council, very importantly, has also decided to fully exempt sanitary napkins from GST from the existing 12%. A high GST rate on sanitary napkins that was imposed last year had very rightfully triggered protests from consumer activists and women groups. Many handicraft items such as stone, marble and wooden deities, rakhis without precious stones, brooms and commemorative coins have also been made fully exempt from GST. Let's go through that list one more time. Stone, marble and wooden deities, rakhis without precious stones, brooms and commemorative coins. I do not know if I should read too much into it, but I can't help but see a trend. These were part of the list that was released by Union Finance Minister Piyush Goyal. These new rates will come into effect from the 27th of July. Now let's run through a list of all the key decisions made at the 28th GST Council meeting, apt because many of these are also off the 28% slab. Rates for 17 consumer goods, including washing machines, refrigerators, televisions, video games, vacuum cleaners, trailers, juicer mixers, grinders, shavers and hair dryers, water coolers, water heaters, lithium ion batteries and electric iron have been slashed from 28% to 18%. GST rate of 18% will be applicable on TVs up to 68 centimeters, that is 27 inches in size. Small handicraft exempted under GST. Deities made of stone, marble and wood exempted under GST. Rakhis without precious stones exempted under GST. Knitted caps or otherwise under 1,000 rupees per unit now at 5%. Ethanol for oil companies now under the 5% slab. Footwear under 1,000 rupees now under the 5% slab. Actual bill of hotel stay above 7,500 will attract 28% GST. Actual hotel bill below 7,500 will, however, attract only 18% GST. Fortified milk will be exempted from GST. Rates on paints, wall putty and varnish down to 18% from 28%. Perfumes, toilet spray will now be under the 18% slab. GST on handbags, jewellery boxes, wooden boxes for paintings, artware of glass, ornamental framed mirrors, handmade lamps all have been reduced to 12%. Simpler return filing process has been approved. Businesses with a turnover of up to 5 crore rupees need only do quarterly filings instead of monthly filings. However, tax payment will be monthly. Nearly 93% traders and small businesses will benefit from this. Exemption limit for traders in Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Sikkim increased from 10 lakh rupees to 20 lakh rupees. There has, however, been no decision on sugar cess, and that is going to be decided in the next meeting. The GST Council will meet next on the 4th of August to discuss the problems faced by small traders and businesses and entrepreneurs. The meeting will be completely focused on the MSME sector, according to Union Finance Minister Piyush Goyal. The finance minister went on to say, and I quote, the decisions will benefit 125 crore citizens, particularly low and middle income families, traders and artisans, unquote. A new set of simpler return filing forms, Sahaj and Sugam, are also in the works that would be finalised soon, according to the finance minister. Mr. Goyal went on to add that the GST Council has decided to focus on issues concerning the broader economy, such as job creation, rather than only revenue targeting. There is the question of RCM, that is Reverse Charge Mechanism. That controversial question has been deferred until the September of 2019. Reverse charge is of course a mechanism where the recipient of the good or service will have to pay GST, which is otherwise paid by the supplier. The charge is applicable on a registered dealer if he or she buys goods from a dealer not registered under GST. However, the receiver of the good or service is eligible for input tax credit while the unregistered dealer is not. Registered taxpayers, that is suppliers, were not willing to take on the burden of paying tax while small or unregistered taxpayers were running out of business as these registered dealers were hesitant to buy goods from them. Keeping this in mind, GST Council in October 2017 had temporarily suspended RCM, that is Reverse Charge Mechanism, as it was increasing compliance burden on taxpayers. It has now been pushed until September of next year. Some other important things that emerged from the meeting. The council also approved about 50 categories of amendments in GST-related laws with a broader idea to reduce compliance burden, simplify the indirect tax system, and bring more entities under the tax net. Some of these I've already spoken about, amendments such as the omission of liability to pay tax on the reverse charge, enabling new return filing procedures, allowing more service providers to opt for composition scheme, among others, have been suggested. The amendments in the Central GST Act of 2017 will now have to be cleared by the Cabinet and will ultimately require the Parliament's nod. What has been the response of India Inc. to the GST Council's decision to allow quarterly return filing? India Inc. welcomed the GST Council's decision to allow quarterly return filing for businesses with turnover of up to 5 crore rupees, saying the move will boost compliance. In his first GST Council meeting since he took charge as the finance minister in May this year, Mr. Piyush Goyal allowed businesses with turnover of up to 5 crore rupees to file quarterly returns. Like I said, a move that will benefit about 93% of the GST registered taxpayers. They will have to, however, to reiterate, pay taxes monthly. So far, businesses with turnover of up to 1.5 crore rupees were permitted to file returns quarterly. Now that has been extended to people with a turnover of up to 5 crore rupees. In a statement, the Confederation of All India Traders, that is CATE, said the single-page return form to be filed quarterly for traders having turnover of up to 5 crore rupees is a bold step which will ease miseries of traders. FICCI President Rashesh Shah went on to say, and I quote, the decisions relating to simplification of returns and especially keeping the interests of small taxpayers are noteworthy. This would facilitate ease of doing business, both for small and large taxpayers. He went on to say that the decisions would increase compliance, widen the tax base, and are in the right direction to achieve the objectives of GST.
Editor's pick of the day. Big GST slash day. TVs, refrigerators, washing machines, and more. A Money Control exclusive.
Well, fits and starts, some hits, many misses, and we'll see what the meeting on the 4th of August will bring to the saga that we've been going through called the GST. For now though, the big news coming from the GST Council, sanitary napkins have no GST on them and many electrical appliances that you use have been cut from the 28% slab. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.